Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Farmers National Bank Corp, or FMNB, for those tracking the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it might be headed. Let's break it down with a quick overview, some recent updates, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis. Our company overview. For those who might not be familiar, Farmers National Bank Corp is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the banking sector. They're focused on community banking, offering a range of services like loans, deposits, and wealth management, mostly catering to customers in Ohio and Pennsylvania. With a solid footprint in the regional market, they're not a giant like some of the national banks, but they've carved out a niche in their space. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized player, and they've got a workforce dedicated to maintaining that local, customer-first vibe. Let's see how they've been performing and what's been making waves lately. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Farmers National has been navigating a mixed landscape. Recent news highlights some strategic moves, including efforts to expand their digital banking offerings, which could be a game-changer in attracting younger customers. On the performance front, their short-term metrics show some volatility. Over the past month, they've had a slight dip, but zooming out to a one-year view, there's a modest uptick, suggesting resilience. Compared to the broader banking industry, they're holding their own, though not leading the pack. Now, let's dig deeper into what's driving this performance and where the opportunities and risks lie for long-term investors like us. SWOT analysis. All right, let's get into the core of our analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational but packed with insights so you can make informed decisions about whether Farmers National deserves a spot in your portfolio. Strengths: solid regional presence. Farmers National has a strong foothold in their core markets of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Their focus on community banking builds trust and loyalty, which is huge in an industry where relationships matter. This gives them a stable customer base, especially among small businesses and local families. Healthy profit margins. Looking at their financials, their gross profit margin stands out as competitive within the sector. This suggests they're managing costs well while still generating decent revenue from their core operations, always a good sign for sustainability. Consistent dividend yield. For income-focused investors, their dividend yield is a bright spot. It's not sky-high, but it's steady, which aligns well with a long-term strategy of compounding returns through reinvested dividends. Positive operating cash flow. Their cash flow statements show consistent net cash from operating activities. This means they've got the liquidity to cover day-to-day needs without relying heavily on external funding, a key marker of financial health. Weaknesses. Limited geographic diversification. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. They're heavily tied to the economic health of a specific area. If Ohio or Pennsylvania hit a rough patch, Farmers National could feel the pain more than a more diversified bank. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not alarming, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in this space. This could limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if they need to raise capital for growth. Underwhelming revenue growth. Peeking at their income statements, revenue growth over the past couple of years has been sluggish. Compared to some peers in the industry, they're not exactly setting the world on fire. This could signal a lack of innovation or challenges in scaling. Short-term performance volatility. As I mentioned earlier, their one-month performance shows a dip. While it's not a deal-breaker for long-term investors, it does hint at sensitivity to market swings or internal hiccups that could spook more risk-averse folks. Opportunities. Digital banking expansion. Recent news about their push into digital platforms is exciting. If they can execute well, this could tap into a younger demographic and reduce reliance on physical branches, cutting costs in the long run. For us long-term investors, this is a trend worth watching. Digital adoption often drives valuation multiples up over time. Interest rate environment. With potential rate hikes on the horizon, regional banks like Farmers National could see improved net interest margins. Their loan portfolio could become more profitable if they manage risk well, giving a nice boost to earnings. M&A potential. Their size and regional focus make them an attractive target for larger banks looking to expand into these markets. Alternatively, they could pursue smaller acquisitions themselves to grow their footprint. Either way, consolidation in the banking sector often creates value for shareholders. Undervalued forward PE. Speaking of valuation, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the market might not be fully pricing in their growth potential. For value hunters, this could be a sweet spot to build a position. Threats. Economic downturn risk. If we see a broader economic slowdown, especially in their key markets, loan defaults could spike. Their current ratio and quick ratio indicate they've got some buffer, but a prolonged recession could strain their balance sheet. Competitive pressure. The banking sector is cutthroat, with fintechs and big national players eating into market share. Farmers National needs to keep innovating, or they risk losing customers to competitors with slicker apps or better rates. Regulatory headwinds. Banking is one of the most regulated industries out there. Any new compliance costs or restrictions could hit their bottom line, especially since they don't have the scale of larger banks to absorb those hits. Interest rate sensitivity. While rising rates could be an opportunity, the flip side is that their debt burden might become more expensive to service. Plus, if rates rise too fast, it could dampen loan demand, squeezing their revenue. Key insights and financial deep dive. Let's tie some of this together with a closer look at their financials. On the income statement side, net income has been stable, but not growing at a pace that gets me excited. Their EPS is holding steady, which is fine for a dividend play. But if you're chasing capital gains, you might want more dynamism. Free cash flow, however, is a positive. It's trending in the right direction, which gives them room to reinvest or return more to shareholders. On the balance sheet, cash and equivalents are solid, but that debt-to-equity ratio I mentioned keeps me cautious. They've got the assets to back it up, but I'd like to see them deleverage a bit over the next few quarters. From the earnings call transcripts, management seems optimistic about their digital initiatives and cost controls, which aligns with the news we've seen. They're aware of the competitive landscape and are prioritizing customer retention, a smart move for a regional player. But I'd keep an eye on whether they can translate that talk into measurable growth. For the short and medium term, watch how their digital rollout impacts customer acquisition and operating expenses. If they can cut costs while growing their user base, we could see a nice bump in margins. But long term, their success hinges on managing that debt and finding ways to stand out in a crowded field. Conclusion and outlook. So where does this leave us with Farmers National Bancorp? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a mixed bag. They've got a stable foundation with strong community ties and a decent dividend, which makes them a reasonable pick for conservative investors. However, the lack of aggressive growth combined with regional concentration and debt concerns means they're not a slam dunk for everyone. If you're looking for steady income and believe in their digital pivot, this could be a sleeper stock to hold for the next 5 to 10 years. But if you're after high growth, you might want to look elsewhere. That's all for today's deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Farmers National as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.